song that they would like to start with. Okay, right here on the corner.
33.
What's that?
33.
Some brother will have to help me starting out these. Number 33.
Not.
Nothing sinner, no. Jesus did it.
Number 41.
Glory to God.
Okay, go ahead. Number 32. Before we sing some more songs, let's look to the Lord. Let's pray. Okay, who else has a song? Okay, Josiah, you'll be next. Number three.
Holy.
Did you have a song? Number 42. Oh, it's actually 47. So we'll do 47.
When he comes, when he comes.
Six. I think he was first. Go ahead.
Number 30.
Thank you.
in Christ
will save me. Trust in Him, thou risen one. Trust the work that He has done. To His arms I now may run. Faith in Christ will save me. Jesus,
is there anyone who has a verse that they learned would like to say? We won't be able to do everybody, but you want to say a verse, Josiah? You want to come up to a microphone and say a verse? You think you can do that? Does that scare you a little bit? Okay, you can just say it. Go ahead.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come at the night of light, and the night of light was 19:10.
Very good. There's somebody else? Okay, Jamin, come ahead. You can come up to the microphone. I am come.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Very good. Julia?
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Very good. And more? Okay, Paul, you want to come say it?
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Very good. Okay, you wanted to say it?
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Very good. All right. Okay, we'll do those two boys, and maybe at the end we'll do some more. But okay, you want to do it, Danny?
I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
That they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10.
Okay, very good. Maybe we'll do some more at the end, but thank you for everybody who wanted to do it. But what I wanted to talk about this morning, I've been thinking about that for a little while, and then it came up several times during the meetings, and I want to talk a little bit about the Lord Jesus as a judge. Now, that doesn't sound very pleasant, does it? But when we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we don't have to be afraid. It's a very good thing. And I'm going to start by reading a verse that was already read. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And the beginning of verse 10. 2 Corinthians 5 and the beginning of verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." I'm going to ask you, when you hear the word judge, what do you think about? What does a judge do? Who's a judge? Does anybody have an answer to that? Jonathan? Can you come up to the microphone so we can hear you? What does a judge do?
He judges people. Like there's a judge at the police office.
Yeah, and in the courthouse?
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Okay, thank you. So, you probably all have heard about that or seen it or whatever, that there's a courthouse and there'll be a judge and he'll be sitting up a little bit on a bench, and somebody has done something wrong and they come in and the judge listens to what's going on, and then he hands down a sentence, is what they call it. He gives them their punishment, and that might be a fine, you might have to go to prison depending on what they have done. Does that sound very pleasant? No. Is that the only kind of judge there is? Can somebody think of another judge? Somebody who's a judge too, but who does something different than, okay, Jeff?
The Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus, yeah. Well, the Lord Jesus, He will be a judge like the one we just talked about. But think about, here on earth, are there people that are judges that do different things, that sit in a courthouse and judge people? Have you ever heard maybe of a, let's say, a music competition? People come up and they play their instrument. And who's sitting in the front row if it's a competition?
The judges.
The judges. Do they tell them to go to prison after they're done playing their piece? No, I hope not, unless it's really bad. But what they do is they listen, and it might be different.